Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, January 12th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. We told you yesterday that the COVID-19 positive patient count in Orange County hospitals had nudged above 1,000. Today it's close to 1,100. In LA County, the patient count has now climbed closer to 4,000, 3,912 to be exact. Last time LA County hospitals cared for more than 4,000 COVID-19 positive patients was February 6th. And we're going to keep reminding you that we are talking about COVID-19 positive patients. Some came into the hospital for something else, got tested, and found out they were positive. But it's really a distinction without much of a difference. Once you're positive, the hospital has to handle your care differently. And the big problem now is a shortage of healthcare staff to do that. Speaking of staff problems, check out enough restaurants in LA County and you will see plenty have shortened their hours. KPCC's Julia Paskin says they can't staff up as COVID-19 infections surge across the county.
Many restaurant workers are getting infected. Some are just scared to go to work.
Either staff has got COVID and we're short-staffed due to that, or you've even had staff that was concerned for their own health and well-being and didn't want to come into work.
Nicholas Hammond is the director of operations for the 1933 Group, which runs 9 local bars and restaurants. He says they've gotten stricter about enforcing COVID prevention measures. Andre Kapustin works at Maria's Italian Kitchen in Pasadena. He's a college student who has to take regular COVID tests for in-person classes.
So I'm really worried about interacting with that many people on a daily basis because I could test positive for COVID. And obviously, school is my priority.
COVID-related absences mean heavier workloads for people who are able to go in. Hammond says keep that in mind the next time you have to wait a little longer for a table or a meal.
If the kitchen staff happens to all come down with COVID, then you may end up with a front-of-house manager that has never worked in the kitchen before trying to make your pizza. Just never know.
Despite the dramatic rise in COVID infections, local and state health officials say there are no plans to shut down restaurants right now. I'm Julia Paskin.
Children ages 5 to 11 have been eligible for the 2-shot Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine since October, but as of this week, only about 17% of those kids nationally have been fully vaccinated. That percentage is a little better in California, but not much. About 20% of young children here are fully vaccinated. Dr. Catherine Lay is an infectious disease specialist at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. She says children with COVID-19 generally don't get as sick as adults, but that's no reason they should go unvaccinated. Dr. Lay says what COVID-19 can do to a little kid is nasty.
It's also a roll of the dice. We don't know how one child might respond. Does the child have some undiagnosed asthma maybe because they're too young and it just hasn't presented yet? And are they going to be at higher risk?
Dr. Catherine Lay at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. She's one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. One more note, the Pfizer vaccine is the only one approved for young children. Dr. Lay says it's proven to be extremely safe and effective at preventing severe illness. Of course, there's a fair amount of vaccine resistance among adults. At the L.A. Unified School District, nearly 2,000 staff members have been granted COVID-19 vaccine exemptions. KPCC's Julia Barajas says that group includes teachers, principals, and school police.
The Los Angeles Unified School District, one of the largest employers in the county, issued a vaccine mandate last August, requiring all workers to be vaccinated or face being fired. The teachers' union voted overwhelmingly in favor of the mandate. A public records request filed by KPCC has revealed that at least 1,963 staff members have been exempted. That figure includes 845 teachers, just over 3% of K-12 educators. 40 school police officers also applied for exemptions. 20 of them are now suing the district, alleging they were either wrongfully fired or coerced into taking the vaccine. Covering education, I'm Julia Barajas.
LA Mayor Eric Garcetti will soon be former mayor. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee today voted to send his nomination to be U.S. ambassador to India to the full Senate for its approval. His name was included on a list of nominees. Committee Chair and New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez expressed his support for all of them.
I believe they are all well qualified and deserving of their nominations. I will be voting for them and look forward to their swift confirmation.
A confirmation vote by the full Senate has not been scheduled yet. When the Senate does confirm Garcetti as the ambassador to India, he'll step down as mayor of LA. Then the city council can appoint an interim mayor who will serve till a new mayor is elected later this year. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.